these have been pretty trying years for bookstores, for booksellers. iPads, Kindles, and other e-readers. Amazon and its books, those are a mouse click away. The big box stores that once posed such a threat to the small independent bookstore have been hit hard. Borders folded in 2011. Barnes & Noble has been forced to close hundreds of stores. But independent bookstores are proving to have staying power. The American Booksellers Association says indie bookstores have increased their numbers by more than 25% since 2009. Shops like Source Booksellers on Cass in Detroit. Janet Jones is the owner, and she has been selling books for 25 years. Janet, you've watched this entire cycle happen. And I'm wondering, when the likes of Borders and Barnes & Noble were on the rise pre-Amazon days, did you feel a hit then?
Well, I have to tell you that my bookselling has been in three, I call them evolutions, or three stages. I started by being a vendor, going to where people had books. And then I joined a collective of women businesses in the Spiral Collective for 10 and a half years. And then now I've moved across the street from there to the Spiral Collective, from the Spiral Collective to the Auburn building with my own bookstore, standalone bookstore. And I say all that because over the years I've been working in the book industry. I focused totally on the reader. The big places have had their day, and I'm always reminded that prior to the big books, big box stores, there were small independent bookstores.
There sure were.
And we knew bookstores because they were small, independent. They were often niche market bookstores. And so I think that we are refashioning ourselves one more time to assist and adapt to the customer who is looking for an experience with books and not just to do a quick, fast, and in a hurry buy because it's a popular thing to do for a moment. So everything has its cycles, and I think small independent bookstores, as the American Booksellers Association has said, have been growing by 27% since 2009. Now, I did read part of the stats from them that said 59 new bookstores opened in 2014 that joined the American Booksellers Association. That's not to say anything about those that haven't joined.
Sure, sure.
So there's a great resurgence, I think, in the interest in bookstores. And I think that's for several reasons. One is that people really like to meet up with each other. Mm. And for a long time, people have been meeting each other at coffee shops and bars before that and other kind of things. But bookstores are always a way that people would meet each other and have an opportunity to have conversation around topics of interest, around books, or just to meet up. They do it in grocery stores, too. So human beings like to meet up. And I think the bookstore is another one of those places where people can meet each other and talk about things together and share.
You know, it's interesting as I think about e-readers, here we are talking today, and this morning a friend of mine was sharing a story on Facebook. It was a Time magazine story from the United Kingdom, and the bookstores in the UK are saying there is more demand for, honest to God, physical books, and that they feel that the e-book growth has dramatically slowed and perhaps even gone into reverse. Do you think that, what's happening here? Do you think the novelty of e-readers is not what it was?
Well, I think that the statistics are telling us what we need to know here, because I was at a book trade show in October, and at that time we were told through the statistics that the use of the e-reader is flattening out. You see, when it came on the scene as a new gadget, as a new idea, as a new possibility and all that, everything like that always spikes up. And so people were interested. They wanted to find out about it. And curious human beings that we are,
sure.
We like to find out about that new thing and see how that works and if we can use it. And then after a while, it's going to slow down a little bit and find its place among the variety of tools and toys that we have to use. But I think that there's a loneliness to the e-reader that just doesn't occur when people have a physical book and are also connected with other people. I think there's been a rise in people's interest in books through book clubs. People want to join together and talk about books together. I think I just think that there's so much that people do, and I always say as the human beings do, because you can't predict that these human beings are going to do things in new and different ways, even though they are encouraged and marketed to very heavily by radio, by television, by newspapers, magazines that are online. You go online and you're just bombarded with all kinds of things to know about. But there's still an interest in seeking out for yourself books at a bookstore.
What do you hear from other booksellers in Michigan? Are they feeling pretty confident now? We've gone through the Great Recession, and are we looking ahead and feeling good?
Someone told me not long ago, whose business did go away after 40 years, but it was a bunch of things that made that happen, where they decided to close. But the person who had worked there for many, many years said to me, he said, "Janet, people really do want to read. They really want to read. What they read and how they read are always in question." So in my experience now has been that the print industry has just exploded with exciting new books, new ways of putting a book together. Books have CDs in them. They have fabulous pictures. They're all kinds of sizes now. I have a little happiness right now that I'm working on. I'm very attracted to little, small books, the kind that you can put in your pocket or in your purse. They're small. And I have a number of them at the store, and they're coming out with a number of them because people are on the move. And sometimes they can take a little book with them and enjoy it in their as they go along. My theory is that when we have more public transportation where people are riding a public conveyor to get where they're going, the literacy rates in all these places will skyrocket. They'll just go up. Because if you've ever been anywhere where there is a public transportation that's used heavily, almost always you see people with something to read. Could be a newspaper, a magazine. It could even be a screen now, you know, a little portable phone type thing. Or it could be a book. But literacy rises in these places. And if you think about Boston, New York, San Francisco, Chicago, we all see them as more of a London, Paris. See these places as being more cultured, and, you know, and there was little quotes around it, because people are reading a lot. So my theory is that the more public transportation we have, the greater the literacy rate will be. But
that's interesting.
My theory.
So someone's thinking of opening a small bookstore. Janet, biggest do and biggest don't?
Well, I think that if somebody wants to do that, of course they have to do all of their preparatory work, you know, thinking about who their clientele will be, where will they be located, what is it that they really want to offer to the public, which is what we do. If we're a public business, then we have said to the state, we have something that we want to offer to the public in general. And so they've got to do that kind of work. But I say go do it. Because as the gentleman told me, people really do want to read. And if we have a passion for reading, which I think people do, or passion for information and knowledge and understanding, then bookstores are another wonderful and tried and true vehicle for that. I like to say that bookstores add another texture to a community. We have lots of restaurants. We have fast food places. We have clothing stores, which I have nothing wrong with, you know, all of those things. But when you add a bookstore into a community, you're adding another kind of texture on interest and a destination for people to go to.
Janet Jones, the owner of Source Booksellers on Cass and Canfield in Detroit's Midtown, has been selling books for 25 years and going strong. Janet, thank you so much for talking to us about the small independent bookstore.
Thank you so much. And yes, let's have more bookstores. Thank you so much.